Alumni, I would like to start off by wishing everybody a gemar chsimetoyv and a gid geben shtiur. We're standing in the heiligst and the most exciting days of the year, days that are filled and crammed with mitzvahs and masim toivim, marba betfila, marba betzduka, limedatoyre, kapura shlugin, tashluch, building sikkes, arba minim. We are just submerged in Kedisha, and it's very possible that the mitzvah that we had Bezman Shabbai Semigdash Hoyekayim of Hakael Esuam Hanushim Vanushim Voataf plays itself out in a certain oifen in these days. And let me explain what I mean by that. We know that the mitzvah of Hakael took place once in 7 years. When did it take place? It took place Mekeitz Sheva Shunim, the year of Shemitah. And it's brought down a Svurim. Why was Hakel the year of Shemitah at the end of Shemitah? Because at the end of Shemitah, Yidden were just pumped. They were on a high. They just went through a year of unbelievable Hashgucha Prutius and Amina and Aibishta. Where am I getting my next loaf of bread? Where am I getting my next bushel of fruit? The Yidden were just on such an unbelievable Reuben and Madraiga that was the time that Aibishta said, I want Hakel Esu'am, Anushim v'Anushim v'Atafim come up to Yerushalayim. So we know that Chazal tell us that the men and the women got schar for going for Hakel, listening to the Torah and the drushes and an inspiration. Why did we bring the children? To give schar l'mayviyayim, schar to the parents. And most of the Mefarshim talk about this, but I'm just going to quote the Malbim. The Malbim says, the reason they brought the children up to Yerushalayim for Hakael, because imagine when a child sees a sight, hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions of people going up to Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, that sight, he's glued to it. It's something that he doesn't see in the little town at the Moshav of Yevoint. It's an awesome sight of millions of Yidden gathering together for the sole purpose to hear the Dvar Hashem. This would leave an indelible impression on them, inspiring them to lead lives of Torah and Kedisha. We're standing in Heilige Heilige Teig. And we're standing in Teig where every Yid is elevated. And these are days that we are busy with mitzvahs. We're going to buy Leluvim, we're going to buy Esroigim, we're going to buy Sikkes Azachin. Let's use this as a mitzvah of Hakel to take our children along. Let's instill in our children a love for Yiddishkeit, a geschmack for a yontif, a bren for the Dvar Hashem. Yes, it can be strenuous times, but if we stop and we think and we plan it properly, these could be moiridike, moiridike take. And I want to share with you our vort from one of the Gedoy Lador that lived in our generation, Rav Pam Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha. He said once on the mitzvah of Hakel, he said, a child develops a love for what he sees his parents cherish. If a child sees a father going to Besmedrish, where's Tati? Tati's with his chavrisa. Where's Tati? Tati went out to buy an esrik. Tati is going to do things. Then that is what plants the seed in the child's mind. I want to copy Tati. I want to be a Tati. And he says, Al chait shechetuni lefenecha beprikas oil. He says, Avadet means beprikas oil, kavayuchel. But beprikas oil means throwing off our responsibility. Like the Talmid Baal Shem used to say, kabedes avichu. Respect the fact that you are a father. Respect the koiches that you have. This is what the Torah is telling us. When you have an opportunity, Hakail, nem de mishpucha in gai. Let us use these teig that are coming up now to instill and inspire our children. We're starting a new year. Enslave me for the kinderlich. Every father and mother would do anything for a child. We're living in shaky times. We're living in times that we need such yata deshmaya with our kinderlich. So let's use these heilige take that Eibishter gave us to inspire our children, impress upon our children, and leave them with a taste in mit a geschmack for Yiddishkeit, a geschmack from Bashefe, and a geschmack for a yontif. And this chis will be bezoiche to have a gemarch simetoiv and a gidge ben shtiur and a lechtig in Shabbos.